The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. Arid cream deodorant and Plymouth cars present Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment.
Part by part, only Plymouth dares to compare.
Plymouth engineers have taken apart the 1954 Plymouth and current models of the other two best-known cars in the lowest price field. They've compared the three part by part.
Chassis, body, under the hood, the whole car.
Get the full story in the big 8-page booklet. Yours free at your Plymouth dealer.
You'll find the features only Plymouth offers. As just one example, check under the hood. Plymouth tops the other two in generators, spark plugs, air cleaner, cooling fan.
Get this comparison booklet free at your Plymouth dealer. Learn why Plymouth is America's best buy low-price car.
And remember this figure, $1,582. That's the factory retail price of the Plymouth six-passenger Plaza Club sedan. That's at factory, Detroit, Michigan.
All taxes, transportation, delivery charges, license, and optional equipment are extra.
Part by part, only Plymouth dares to compare.
Just roaming around downtown with nothing on our mind, isn't it?
Yeah. I like to look in the store windows at all the stuff. Hey, look at here. Here's a clever sign.
Where?
Look at this in the florist window. It says, friendships flower when the flowers are ours.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. Successful men know that business relationships thrive on thoughtfulness.
That's a good one. There's a place for a plant in every man's office. Say, that gives me an idea. Come on in here, Molly.
But you haven't any office, McGee.
That's not for me. I just got a notion to buy some flowers for Doc Gamble. And don't tell me not to buy him a plant because he's got a pot already.
I never thought of such a thing. Only, what's the occasion? Is this the 25th anniversary of his first tonsillectomy?
No occasion at all. I just got a sudden notion to do something sweet and thoughtful for old Fatso, that's all. Just for nothing.
Well, I think that's a wonderful thought, dearie.
Uh-huh.
The poor doctor never sees any flowers except the ones his patients get.
Hmm?
He'll love getting some just for himself.
Well, he deserves it. Hey, is there anybody waiting on customers in this place? Well, I guess not. Let's just look around a little.
Oh, look at the azaleas.
Hmm?
And the lilies.
Mm-hmm.
Say, here's a pretty plant with the pink flowers.
What is it?
Hibiscus.
How much?
$10.
Ooh, boy. That is a hibiscus. Wonder if they got any low hibiscus, because the hibiscus is too high for a low...
I think people will excuse me, but I had Mrs. Rich on the line.
Oh,
her daughter Helen is marrying Charlie Highwater, and I'm doing the flowers.
Mm, you wouldn't think Helen would pick a guy named Highwater.
Well, actually, the only other choice she had was Ed Blazes. Now, what can I do for you?
We saw your window card about plants for offices, so we want to get one.
Something appropriate for a doctor's office.
For about $2.
Mm, well, I hardly think we have anything as cheap as... Yes, we do have one of those specials left from last week. This one here. $2.39.
Looks like something you find when you turn over a log.
Looks like a good buy to me. Well, what is it, sis?
This is commonly known as a Louisiana swamp orchid.
Orchid, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, hear that, kiddo? A genuine orchid for only $2.39.
When does it bloom?
Well, if you give plenty of air and water and light and keep it in a nice warm place with sufficient humidity, it should flower every 6 years.
Ooh.
Unless, of course, it turns out to be a male plant instead of a female.
Okay. We'll let Doc worry about them details. You just wrap it up nice and fancy.
Oh, I'll be happy to.
Deliver that to Dr. George Gamble's office at 14th and Oak. $2.39, you said?
Well, I'm sorry, but we don't deliver on the specials. There's a charge of $1 for that.
Oh, there is, huh?
Oh, dear. That must be Mrs. Rich again. Mm-hmm. Weddings are such a mess. Would you excuse me?
She'll be on that phone for an hour with
McGee, us. McGee, we're going right past the doctor's office on our way home, so why don't...
Oh, we'll deliver it ourselves.
Sure.
Here, come on. I want to see the look on his face when he unwraps this plant anyhow. Good old Doc. Will he be surprised when he sees I'm giving him a genuine orchid, just to show how much I really think of him?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Mrs. McGee. Mr. McGee?
Hello, Miss Ogilvy.
Hi, Miss Ogilvy. I want to see Doc a sec. Nothing important. I'll just pop my head in.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. McGee. He's extremely busy right now, and all these people are waiting ahead of you. Just sit down over there, please.
Well, this ain't a professional call. All I want to do is...
McGee just wants to give him this package.
Well, I can't disturb him now, Mrs. McGee. If you'd like to leave the package with me...
No, I want to give it to him myself, personal.
Well, if you just sit down over there and wait your turn...
Oh, okay, we'll wait. My gosh, you think I could just stick my head in the doctor's door long enough to... Oh, there he is. Hi, Doc. Can I see you?
Hello, everybody. Miss Ogilvy, where's my big scalpel?
In the cabinet, Doctor.
Scalpel? Ooh, good thing I didn't bust in.
Oh, where'd you put the...
There in the sterilizer, Doctor.
Oh, of course. Thanks.
My goodness, you know what he needs before he even asks for it, Miss Ogilvy.
Oh, we go through this every day, Mrs. McGee.
Yeah? Well, what's he got in the sterilizer? Instruments, huh?
No, hot dogs.
What?
Even a doctor has to eat sometime. And, oh, dear, I forgot to put out the mustard. I'd better get it for him.
Well, I'll be...
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Don't be half-safe.
Now you can have dry, sweet underarms, even on hot, sticky days, with the super-effective hot-weather deodorant.
Yes, here is a vanishing cream deodorant that gives you a new kind of protection from perspiration and odor. Rubbed-in protection.
You rub it in, rub perspiration out.
Doctor's tests prove that nothing else takes the place of Arid's rubbed-in protection.
Arid contains the new active ingredient Perstop, so it's an antiperspirant. Rubbed in daily, it prevents appearance of perspiration. Keeps underarms dry, saves clothes from perspiration stains, gives you 1.5 times the protection of any other leading deodorant.
It removes all odor from perspiration instantly on contact.
So soft and creamy, this pure white vanishing cream is safe for fabrics, does not rot dresses.
Remember, Arid with Perstop gives you rubbed-in protection.
Rub it in, rub perspiration out.
Use daily, it keeps underarms dry and odorless, soft, sweet, and moisture-free. Get Arid, 43 cents plus tax.
Don't be half-safe.
Use Arid to be sure.
Doggone it, Molly. We've been waiting out here to see Doc Gamble long enough for his orchid plant to bloom.
Curb your impatience, dearie. It can't have been more than an hour.
Well, the next time he sticks his head out of that door, I'm going to bust...
All right, Mrs. Crupper, you can come in now.
Hey, Doc, at last. I just want to...
You'll just have to wait your turn like the rest, McGee.
Yeah, but, Doc, all I came in
Please,
here for...
McGee, don't presume on our friendship.
Dr. Gamble, I presume?
And none of that Stanley and Livingston stuff, if you don't mind. This way, Mrs. Crupper.
Well, how do you like that?
Why don't you just leave the plant with Miss Ogilvy and let's...
What? And miss seeing him get down on his knees and apologize when he realizes we've been sitting here an hour just to present him with a genuine orchid plant? No, sir.
Oh, here comes Mr. Wimple. Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, folks. I hope the doctor isn't too busy.
Boy, if you want to see Doc Gamble, Wimp, you better come back tomorrow. We've been waiting an hour and a half.
Oh, gracious. I have a terrible emergency. Sweetie Face has a new pet grizzly bear, and they were wrestling and... Oh, there he is. Dr. Gamble.
Oh, Wallace, I'm busy now.
Oh, emergency, doctor. My wife was wrestling with her pet grizzly bear this morning.
Wrestling with a grizzly bear? Great. Scott, how is she?
Oh, she's fine, doctor. She wants to know where to take a grizzly with a broken leg.
Oh. Miss Oglesby, call a vet for him.
Oh, doc, just a sec. Wait, doc.
Now, McGee.
This is a little ridiculous.
You said it's ridiculous. Come on. Bring the orchid and let's go home. I'm not waiting another minute for that big fat...
Oh, Mr. McGee, the doctor will be with you in a moment. You're next.
Oh, well, that's different. Hand me that mirror, will you, Molly? I'll look at the cartoons and... You're next, she said, and that was an hour ago. What's he doing in there, playing chess? By George, I haven't...
All right, McGee, come on, come on. How long do you want me to wait for you?
Oh, doctor, I didn't see you there.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Molly. Oh, what's the matter, Lemon Puss? The cat got your tongue? Don't ask me to graft on a new one.
Why? You? Why,
come
you?
Come on, don't stand there. Come on in, Molly.
By George, I... Of all of...
Watch your blood pressure. You better sit down.
My blood pressure's fine, you big blob. By George, when a friend can't do something friendly for a big fat friend without being pushed around and humiliated like I've been, things have come to a pretty pass. That's what things have come to a pretty.
Do you know what he's raving about, my dear?
Yes, I do, Doctor. Shall I tell him, McGee?
I can handle it. Here, take a look at this, Fatso.
Okay.
There.
Now, look here, McGee. I'm not a tree surgeon. I can't cure this sick bush of yours.
Oh!
Sick bush?
Yes.
I'll have you understand this is a genuine, rare, special swamp orchid plant in the best of health. And we've been sitting out there all day, practically, just to give you this for a present.
What?
A token of our regard. A little reminder to sit on your desk of your friends, the McGee's, you big slob.
Oh, Jiminy, if I'd known...
If I'd have known the shoving around I was going to take for my generous impulse and the insulting reception this beautiful, genuine, expensive swamp orchid plant, complete with pot, was going to receive, I'd have never gone to all the expense and trouble picking it out in the first...
I feel terrible. Oh, excuse me a minute. Hello? Yes, this is... Oh, go right ahead.
Interruptions. Nothing but interruptions. Wait in the outer office for 2 hours, and when we finally get in there, the first jerk character with a dime in his little hot hand dials the doctor and gets all the attention.
You don't say. Is that so? Well, don't worry. I'll take care of it for you. Goodbye now.
Somebody call up to tell you a joke, jolly boy?
I'll say. It was the lady from the florist shop where you got this orchid.
What did she have to say that was so funny?
Well, she didn't know your names, but she remembered that this valuable plant was intended for me. So she left a message for you, McGee.
Yeah?
She said to tell you that you walked out without paying for it.
I did?
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
And she'd like you to come back and fork over the sum of, let me see.
Mm.
How much did this rare and expensive swamp orchid cost? Oh, yes. $2.39.
Oh, sure.
Don't worry, I'll still treasure it as a lovely cheapskate. I mean, keepsake.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Hello there, this is James Stewart. I'd like to take a minute of your time, if I may, to remind you about our weekly program series, The Six Shooter. It's now on Thursday evenings over many of these same NBC stations. You know, The Six Shooter is a kind of a different type Western program. I think maybe you'd like it. As Britt Ponsett, I'm a sort of an easygoing cowpoke. Just a sort of a cowpoke. Oh, now, don't get me wrong. You'll hear gunplay now and then, and some action, too, on The Six Shooter. Even a little fun sometime. And we like to think of our program as the kind that will please every one of you. And from your letters, well, they've been all very nice. So if you haven't already been listening, why don't you check your local paper for the time The Six Shooter is heard in your part of the country? We sure would like to have you in our audience every week.
Seriously, McGee, I deeply appreciate this. It was a mighty thoughtful thing for you to do.
I think so.
I'm terribly sorry you had to wait.
That's all right.
I'm going to tell Miss Ogilvy that she's to send you right into my office after this, McGee, and not keep you waiting.
Swell, Doc.
Anytime you come to bring me a present.
Oh. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Cream deodorant and Plymouth Cars have brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Marion Richmond as Miss Ogilvy, and Natalie Masters as the florist. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night when Teenie, the little girl from down the street, puts one over on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Hearing Time brings you the Senate committee hearing tonight on the NBC Radio Network. NBC Radio Network.